From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Former Utah Governor John Huntsman is suspending his campaign for the White House and is endorsing former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. We have details from NPR's Don Gagne in Myrtle Beach.
Huntsman made the announcement at the convention center where the remaining candidates will debate tonight. Flanked by his wife and daughters, the man who was seen as the most moderate candidate in the GOP field offered a strong criticism of the nature of the campaign.
This race has degenerated into an onslaught of negative and personal attacks, not worthy of the American people, and not worthy of this critical time in our nation's history.
Huntsman staked everything on a strong finish in New Hampshire last week. He came in third, which was not good enough. Low poll numbers in South Carolina, which votes Saturday, convinced him to get out. He says Mitt Romney is the best candidate to unite the party and beat President Obama. Don Gagne, NPR News, Myrtle Beach.
A couple from Minnesota reportedly are among the 16 people still missing since a cruise ship with thousands of people on board ran aground and capsized off the west coast of Italy Friday. The Associated Press identified the passengers is Barbara and Jerry Heil of White Bear Lake. With at least six people confirmed dead, rescuers are racing to find possible survivors, but that operation was temporarily suspended today because, as the BBC's Bethany Bell tells us, the shipwreck poses a significant environmental threat to the region.
There's a lot of concern about the fuel that's still aboard the vessel. There are worries that there might be some sort of fuel spill in this area, which is an area of outstanding natural beauty on the Tuscan coast, and there's a great deal of concern about that, particularly after the ship appeared to slip and further earlier today.
That's the BBC's Bethany Bell reporting. The Board of Pardons in Delaware has voted 4-1 to recommend commuting a death sentence for convicted killer Robert Gaddis. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, it is now up to the state's Democratic governor to decide whether to spare the 49-year-old inmate's life.
Gaddis is convicted of murdering his girlfriend Shirley Slay in 1990. He had a violent history and shot the 27-year-old woman between the eyes, something he claimed was accidental. The Board of Pardons arrived at its recommendation based on new facts that emerged in Gaddis's clemency petition, that as a child he was violently and sexually abused by members of his family. In the year before the crime, he had also warned doctors of his violent impulses. The board said his family history made for sufficient grounds for clemency and recommended reducing Gaddis's sentence to life in prison with no chance of parole. Gaddis is scheduled to die by lethal injection early Friday. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. OPEC is projecting world demand for oil will grow this year. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries is forecasting a more than 1 million barrel a day increase. OPEC's monthly report also says demand will likely drop in major industrialized nations while it increases elsewhere. President Obama says there's no better way to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. than to do something on behalf of others. The president, Mrs. Obama, and daughter Malia took part in a volunteer project at a Washington, D.C. school today in honor of this holiday. The Artist and The Descendants are big winners at the Golden Globes with top film and acting awards. NPR's Trina Williams has a look at some of the standouts.
The Artist gets the most Golden Globes, winning 3 awards, Best Score, along with the acting honors. While excited about the multiple wins for The Descendants, winner George Clooney acknowledges his friend and fellow nominee for Best Actor, Brad Pitt.
We don't wager, we don't bet, we just, you know, look at each other and slap each other on the back and wish each other well.
Meryl Streep wins Best Actress on the drama side, while It Was All About Being a Good Mommy for music comedy Best Actress winner Michelle Williams.
And I want to say thank you for sending me off to this job every day with a hug and a kiss. I couldn't have done it otherwise.
Other winners include Homeland, Modern Family, Claire Danes, Kelsey Grammer, Matt LeBlanc, Octavia Spencer, Christopher Plummer, Woody Allen, Martin Scorsese, Kate Winslet, and Idris Elba. Trina Williams, NPR News.
Still no sign of that Russian Mars moon probe, which fell to Earth yesterday after being stuck in orbit for 2 months. Speculation was that fragments of that craft had fallen in the Pacific Ocean off Chile's coast. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.